Welcome to Bible Believers Fellowship and the ministry of BBFOhio.com as we conclude our study of Philippians chapter 3, verse 10, titled, Being Made Conformable Unto His Death. This is part 2 of 2.
That word Christ-like, this might blow you away. Isn't it interesting that this word, nor anything close to it, is found in our King James Bible? You've heard the word Christ-like all your life. And some of you probably thought it was come from the Bible. And not like the Trinity, which is in the Bible. The doctrine of the Trinity is in the Bible, even though the word's not. The word Bible isn't in your Bible, but it is the Bible, the Holy Bible. So the word is legit because the word is really Biblos translated book. See what I'm saying? That's not the case with Christ-like. There's nothing in the Bible that even hints at this thing of being Christ-like. Why? Because it's really blasphemous to think about it like that. To be Christ-like, you really think you can be like Jesus? You got an itty-bitty little Jesus in your mind. According to the Etymology Dictionary and the Oxford Dictionary, the earliest use of the term was in English, but not until 1670 or 1680, and didn't come into wide use until about the same time as the new the Revised Standard Version, or the Revised Version. It was called 1881. Isn't that coincidental? Isn't it coincidental, this term Christ-like? Not in your King James Bible. First used around 1680, but not in frequent use until the same time the New Bibles came out. And along with the New Bibles, suddenly all the liberal churches found a way to reject the biblical Jesus, but preach about Jesus every week by telling you that you should be like Jesus. And then they set up this fake Jesus, this liberal Jesus, this Jesus who never preaches against sin, this liberal Jesus who never preaches on hell, this liberal Jesus that is false. And they say, live up to that standard. And that's what happened in the books. You buy the books. You buy the commentaries. And they were putting up a fake Jesus and saying, be like Christ. It's a big satanic scam. Lucifer. Turn there. Isaiah 14:14. Amen. Amen. But that's not being Christ-like. That's being obedient to Christ. We'll get there. Look at Isaiah 14:14. Lucifer said this, I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. That's being Christ-like. Jenny and I have been watching this video. We'll pass around to folks who want to see it. I think Charlie's got dibs on it, and then I'm going to give it to Stephen and Ryan, then pass it around. But it's showing this whole movement among not just the Catholic Church, but all the apostate Protestants and even outside of Christianity, where they are basically saying that that Lucifer is not really the bad guy. And that Lucifer actually came to set you free. And Lucifer is the one who told Eve, you shall be as gods. Yeah, Kenneth Copeland said, you don't have a God in you, you are one. That's a direct quote from Kenneth Copeland. Of course, yeah, the Mormon cult and all these other cults. See, it's this idea of you being elevated and becoming a God. That's what it means to be Christ-like. He is God. Jesus is God. You think you can be like God? If you think you can be Christ-like, you think you can be like God. You're quoting my verse ahead of time. But I want to ask you, why is that interesting? Because the biblical teaching is to obey Him in this life, becoming like Him in the next. You see, I've said this before. A lot of the heresy is a truth misplaced. You are going to be like Him when you're glorified. But you're not like Him now. Not now. 1 John 3, 2. Surprised somebody didn't blurt that out. Beloved, now are we the sons of God. Positionally, legally, you're saved. You are the sons of God. And it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when He shall appear, we shall be like Him. Now you either believe the Bible or you don't. The Bible says you'll be like Christ when you're glorified. For we shall see Him as He is, and no one can see Him and be in His presence in His glorified state unless they too are glorified. It's a requirement. That's why if you're not saved, you have to go to hell. If you're not saved, you must go to an everlasting lake of fire. Why? Because you're not glorified and you can't stand in His presence unless you're glorified. And in heaven, you're in His presence. If they let you into heaven, you'd disintegrate within a millisecond. Yeah. So that's future tense. Be like Him, but it's future tense. Romans 8:29. Some of you may not notice this. For whom He did foreknow, He also did predestinate. Calvinists hate that verse. To be conformed. You see, you're predestinated, but it's not predestination to be saved. Predestination here isn't about you being saved. The predestination in this verse is about how that if you're saved, He has predestinated you to be conformed. You see that? The Calvinists will use that verse to say, oh, God's predestinated everybody to be saved. That's not what it says. It says He foreknew who would be saved. He also did. See? Again, you either believe the Bible or you don't. It says whom He did foreknow. That's salvation. He also did predestinate those who are saved to be conformed to the image of His Son. Now, when's that going to happen? That's going to happen when you are in His presence. At the rapture, you will be glorified and you will be like Him. That's what the Bible teaches. This life is one of being transformed with humility. It's not lifting you up and saying, you're Christ-like. It's putting you in your proper place and saying, you are nothing like Him, and that should humble you before Him, understanding how wonderful and awesome and great and mighty He is. It's to lift up Jesus. Romans 12, 1 to 3, we heard quoted, I think Michael mentioned that just a minute ago. Go over to Romans 12. Verses 1 through 3. A lot of times they'll quote verse 1 or 2 or both and not go to verse 3. Yeah. Romans 12, verses 1 to 3. I'll read verse 1. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Now at no point there does it say you're like God. It says you are presenting your body as a sacrifice. That's humility. You're humbling yourself. Verse 2, read that with me. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. See, you can start to be conformed. You can start the road to conformity by having your mind renewed, but you're not still not like Him. Verse 3. For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, read this with me, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. You have got people running around today rebuking Christians who are obeying God, and they're doing it on the basis that they believe they are Christ-like. They know what Jesus would think and do, and then they'll rebuke you for obeying God's word. That's what's going on today. A bunch of people are running around, well, yeah, that's just, John mentioned it. That's what John's going through with his family. He's got family members who have a fake Jesus. And they are holding him up to that fake Jesus standard and telling him to be more like them. Because they think they are Christ-like. When they are Christ-like, but it's a fake Christ they're like. Amen. How many of us have family members or loved ones or co-workers or neighbors or someone like that in your life? They are constantly telling you that you are wrong, and their basis is their own elevated opinion. They don't care what the Bible says. We should not think of ourselves more highly than we ought to think. It is not unhealthy for you this morning to even close your eyes for a moment and say to yourself, I should be burning in the lake of fire right now. Why, it's true. And you know what? If you have any sense about you at all and you're saved, all that's going to do is make you love Jesus more. You're going to realize, oh, I should be, not just now, but for all eternity, should be burning in a lake of fire. And then some of you will start singing about Jesus like you really mean it. Amen, 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 amen. Amen. There's nothing like seeing somebody who really gets it, really understands what Jesus saved them from. I mean, the way they talk about Jesus, the way they sing about Jesus, the way they think about Jesus, and the way they think about themselves. That's why I tell you, rarely does anybody get by with calling me Reverend. Somebody gave me a Bible one time, said Reverend Greg Miller on the front. I threw it in the garbage. Don't call me Reverend. And don't call any man reverend. Amen. You see these Catholic priests and the Pope and people who aren't even Catholic will then turn around and say, oh, the Holy Father. You say, well, if they didn't, they get fired. Well, then fire me. I'm not calling that stinking sinner Holy Father. Amen. He's a sinner. Amen. And as far as I know, he's not even saved. No, they don't. Not they, if you're talking about the Bible. Satan will tell you that. And that's the Laodicean church will tell you that. You think Jesus respected other religions? Called them snakes. Now, I respect the human being. I wouldn't spit on him. I don't wish any evil on him. But I'd rebuke him to his face if I ever had a chance. Christ-like. This is something that somebody, I just want you to think about. The more you try to make yourself look like you're a blueprint of Jesus, the less like him you are. Are you, just be honest with yourself right now. Are you not blatantly walking around saying, look at me, I'm like a blueprint of Jesus. Somebody will take that off the video and make it a little... But honestly, are you trying to make people think you're something you're not? Because I don't want you thinking that about me. Sometimes people get upset with me because I won't play that game. I'm just a sinner saved by grace. I love this book. I read this book. I study this book. I love to teach this book. And one of the reasons I'm up here is because I got tired of sitting in the pew and listening to a bunch of dodo brains stand up here and pretend to teach a book they don't even know. It's one of the things God drove me, and I'm talking back when I was 19 years old. Been through the book a couple, two, three times, and would sit there thinking, this guy doesn't even know what he's talking about. And I respected him. I didn't rebuke him until we got out by ourselves. And I didn't rebuke him saying, I rebuke you. I said, what you said in there isn't really right. And then they're like, how dare you? Don't you see on my Bible it says reverend? And these guys, the more I saw them lift themselves up with their titles and their degrees, the more I saw less and less of Jesus. Matthew 23:12 says, and whosoever shall exalt himself shall be abased. That's why I feel sorry for these people. And he that shall humble himself shall be exalted. See, some of these guys who believe, they really believe this stuff about themselves, and they're just totally, but there are other guys who know better, and I've seen some of them, they lose it. They lose it because their conscience eats them alive. I think I've seen that happen to people who aren't preachers or teachers, they're just everyday Christians. Closing this up, this life is one of conformity unto his death by obedience to his commandments. That's what it's about. Don't sit and think, I want to be like Jesus. No, stop thinking that. Think this, I want to obey Jesus. Amen. I want to do what Jesus tells me to do. Amen. I want to make Jesus happy. If I can make Jesus happy and I don't make you happy, then forget you. Amen. Amen. Know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are to whom ye obey? Amen. You obey Jesus? Whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness? But now, this is Romans 16:26, but now is made manifest and by the scriptures of the prophets, according to the commandment of the everlasting God, made known to all nations for the obedience of faith. You start out by being saved when you obey the gospel call. And then it's a life of obedience. 2 Corinthians 10:5, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to what? Yeah. Musicians, make your way, if you would. And as they're making their way, I just want to make this last point. This message isn't morbid, conformable unto his death, but is constructive. It's not morbid, it's constructive. And here's the point. Number one, you're not Jesus. Number two, not even close. Number three, the closest that Christians get to being like Jesus in this life is in obedience to his word. And finally, believers will be like him after this life when we are glorified and in his presence. Amen? Stand and take your hymn book if you would. And I'm going to ask you to be very careful and only sing this song if you're serious about surrender to the Lord. 394. I surrender all.
I surrender all.
Praise God.
All to Jesus I surrender, humbly at His feet I bow. Worldly pleasures all forsaken, take me, Jesus, take me now. I surrender all. All to Jesus I surrender, make me Savior wholly thine. Let me feel the Holy Spirit, truly know that thou art mine. I surrender all, I surrender all to thee, my
Acapella on the last.
All to Jesus I surrender, Lord, I give myself to Thee. Fill me with Thy love and power, let Thy blessings fall on me. I surrender all, I surrender.
Father, thank you so much for keeping us in line.
Amen.
Helping us to see the truth according to your word. Without your word, we would be just walking into all sorts of directions. With our own thinking, we would elevate ourselves, elevate other human beings. And your book constantly brings us back to the point that we should be elevating Jesus. And we just want to lift up His name and His word above His name in complete obedience to that word. Father, may everyone in this room be real with You one-on-one personally, laying down their lives, living lives that are pleasing to Your sight in obedience to Your word for His praise and glory. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. song.